Now, not every White House briefing I covered in previous administrations was altogether that rich an atmosphere to gather information.
Yep.
But more often than not, you could at least glean a few things because there was a sense of give and take. There is no sense of give and take in this administration. There is only give. We give you what we want to give you, and that's it. And you can either like it or lump it. And you need a great sense of mission to do that from the podium of the White House and to do it with a sense of disregard for the idea of give and take with a free press and with the idea that this message is really only designed to reinforce that part of the country that already agrees with you. There is very little effort placed in this White House in the art of political persuasion. There is very great effort placed behind the concept of political sledgehammering, okay?
Yeah.
And this this example that Kathleen pointed to about this very far right, very fringe, very extreme political figure in Britain representing a political party that's elected positively no one to any position, no matter how low or obscure in British politics, to have the President of the United States retweet three of those videos, all of which are conflated and represent a form of bigotry, meaning blame everyone for isolated, unverifiable acts of the few, to say, well, forget about the video, forget about the action of retweeting it, forget about what it means for America, our relationship with Britain, forget about what it means in terms of accuracy and representing the true beliefs of the White House and the administration behind it. There's a threat, and that's all we need to focus on. I mean, that is an amplification of a miniaturized message that obscures or seeks to obliterate a conversation about everything else that's relevant to what the president did and why, and simplify it into the most basic core fear-based concept imaginable. And the White House does that with a certain tenacity and a certain repetitiveness that is new to American politics.